Okay, boys, today's daf is Daf Zayin. We're holding at the very, very top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. We're going to have here on the Amud Aleph several memories of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. And then when we turn the Amud to the next side, we'll have Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yechui. So Rabbi Yochanan says the name of Rabbi Yossi. Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel. How do I know that Kadosh Baruch Hu davens? Shenemer, it says in the Pasuk, Rabbi Yossi Mil Har Kochi. The simachtum beis tefilusi. Now the choira simachtum beis tefilasi in my house of worship. It's not house in my house of worship. It's tefilasam loy nemar el tefilasi. The choira should go and say the Jews' house of worship where the Yidden daven. That's in beis tefilasam. Why does it say beis tefilasi? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu is father and Kadosh Baruch Hu himself davens kaviyuchel. My matzli, what tefillah does the Kadosh Baruch Hu say? Does he start off with brachas? Does he say hoydu? What brachas? What tefillah? Amr zutu ba'atuvya, amr rab, yirotzoin milfanai. It should be my rotzoin. Sheyichvashu rachmai eskasi. That my rachmim should go and be koivish, should go and vanquish my anger, my fury. Vigoilu rachmai al midoisai. And my rachmim should go and overtake my midois. Vesnai im bonai the midis rachmim. And I should go and be noyheg. I should go and treat my children with rachman, with mercy and compassion. Bekonis lehem lefnim yishur sedin, and I should go and work with them beyond the midas sedin lefnim yishur sedin. So that's on the surface sounds like an easy gemara, but as you can well imagine, all the mafoshin matrenzach means that they're busy with. What does it mean? Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mispal Hashem daven. Who does Hashem daven to? We daven to Hashem, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give us X, Y, and Z. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mispal to us, or he's mispal to himself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do something, he doesn't have to go and daven to himself, he should just do it. If he doesn't want to do it, he won't do it. So what is this inyan of tefillah? This is quite a perplexing piece of Gemara if you think about it.
He's also davening with the Kiddus.
Well, maybe he davens again at the same time that we daven, that you don't know.
You can't daven with the inyan.
Yeah. Anyway, he saw in the Gemara yesterday, because Baruch Hu comes before the 10 people come in, and then presumably he just stays and he davens with everybody else. But the question is, what is this inyan that Baruch Hu davens? So there are two major pshatim. One pshat is Reb Sadia Goyen. Reb Sadia Goyen says that it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is demonstrating to us the importance of davening. He brings the famous Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that at any time you want to have special rachmim, what you should do is, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel, it says in the Gemara, put on a talis, and then it said the shloish eser midrash rachmim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to put a talis on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to put on tefillin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to say the Yud Gimel Midrash Rachman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, that is the Yud Gimel Midrash Rachman. The pshat is he wants to go and teach Klal Yisrael, these are the important things in life that you have to go and daven, and one of the major parts of davening is saying Shloish Eser Midrash. So here too, our Gemara is trying to focus and emphasize davening is so important that even the Kadosh Baruch Hu sets aside time for davening. So don't trivialize davening and look upon it as being just a burden. No, I have to go to davening. No. But this is the Kadosh Baruch Hu engages in davening, so we also engage in davening. So it's Kadosh Baruch Hu is kind of our role model. But the other Mefarshim, the Rashba and others say that the Pshat Gemara is we don't really mean so much tefillah as much as bakasha. And what Kadosh Baruch Hu is really doing is he's asking Klal Yisrael, do me a favor, finally do tshuva once and for all, sheyichvashu rachmai eskasi, so that I can go and now dispel and eject my kas, and that my rachmim should take over. Because rachmai al bidoisai v'snaik im bonem midas rachmim, v'kodes lem lachnim yishu sadin. In other words, give me the premise to be able to go now and change all of my actions. If all of you yidin down below are going to be good yidin, then I'll be able to go and dispel my kas and have rachmodes and compassion on you. But you got to go and do the first step, so to speak, to tshuva, be erlich yidin, and then I'm going to come down. So therefore, it's not really a tefillah, but it's more a bakosh. Hashem is asking us and pleading with us, come on, go and set the foundation that we should be able to go and have these major changes. Since we brought that shtickle Gemara, the Gemara goes off a little bit and tells us a story, the Tanya Umr Bishmuel ben Elisha. It's a famous story. If Simcha was here now, I'm sure he would start singing it. because it's also made into a zemer. Um, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Pamachas, Nechnasti, Lahak Tektorius, Lefnai, Velefnim. Yishmuel ben Elisha was the Kohen Gadol. Pamachas means on Yom Kippur. He went in to be Mak Tektorius, Lefnai, Velefnim, meaning he brought Tektorius inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. Ver'is, and I saw the Akasriel Ko Hashem Tzvokois, Shu Yoshiv Al Kisei Rav Menisa. Who exactly is a Kasriel Ko Hashem Tzvokos is a machloikis among the Mepharshim. Some of the Mepharshim say it's talking about Kaviyochel Rabbein Shalom himself, and that's what it sounds like from Ko Hashem Tzvokos. But others say that a Kasriel is the name of a Malach, who was a Malach of Ko Hashem Tzvokos, a Malach working on behalf of the Rabbein Shalom. The problem with that second shot is, what's the problem? The problem is we're talking about on Yom Kippur. And we're talking about Lefnai v'Lefnim. And we have a very famous Gemara that says, we have a famous passing in the Torah. V'chol Adam lo yiyeh bi'oil moyed, b'voy lechaper b'kodesh atzeisoy, b'chip v'ad v'ad beisoy, v'ad kol kal Yisrael. The passing says, v'chol Adam lo yiyeh bi'oil moyed. Nobody's supposed to be within the Heichel, and certainly not in the Kodesh Kedoshim, b'voy lechaper b'kodesh, when the Kohen Gadol goes in to go and be mechaper with the Torahs. Now, although the pasuk says v'chol adam, the Yerushalmi darshins v'chol adam l'rabbis malach. Even a malach is not allowed to be there in the kodesh kedoshim when the kohen gadol goes in. So how could Bishmuel ben Elisha say, "I went in and there's a malach there"? Malach, get out of there! You're not supposed to be there on Yom Kippur b'shas the haktoris haktoris. And the fact that it says Akasriel Koshem Tzvokois Sein Mefarshim doesn't mean literally that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After all, even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It just meant he saw him b'cholam, he saw him in a vision, but certainly didn't go and see him in the terms of, like we think of, he put on his glasses and he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not the pshat. It says the word Akasriel, so the Marsha on the back says that Akasriel is the name of Hashem, and then he brings b'shem those that speak b'soid, presumably speaking about those that learn Kabbalah and Zohar, etc. And he said, Akasriel, that the Kasriel, the Keser of Kasriel, is referring to the Keser, the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Aleph is referring to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Ein Soif, meaning that his Midos have no limits, no limitations, and therefore he darshan that Kasriel is just another name for Hashem Yisbarach. Anyway, all of that is fascinating, but what did Hashem Yisbarach say? The Omali. And he said to me, Yishmael b'ni, he said to Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Korcheini, give me a bracha. Amarti loy. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha now said in his bracha the words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mispalel a few lines ago, but there when we said the words, it was Hashem Yisbarach speaking in first person, and now Yishmuel ben Elisha is addressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in second person. And he says, Yiratzim ufanecha, Yichpeshu rachamecha es kascha, v'goylu rachamecha al midoisecha, v'sisnaig im banecha b'midas arachmim, v'sikonis lahem lefnim mishur asedin. So you see that the words are identical except for the tense, whether it's the, not the tense, but who's speaking, whether it's first person or second person. Anyway, v'netali b'roishoy, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he heard that bracha, he went and nodded to him. The Kamash, and what do I learn from this story? That even the bracha behedjit, meaning Yishmael ben Elisha, who may have been the Gadol Hadar, but compared to Rabbi Yishlag, was certainly a hedjite, so even that should not be trivial in your eyes. It should not be trivialized, and it should not be trivial in your eyes. It should all be a dover choshev. What we learn from this Gemara as well is that it's always important to go and give brachos and chizuk to one another. After all, did a Kodesh Baruch Hu need a bracha from a boss of Adam? A Kodesh Baruch Hu could have said this tefillah on his own. In fact, the previous Gemara, Kodesh Baruch Hu did say it on his own. He didn't need Yishmael ben Elisha to go and say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I hereby bestow upon you the following blessing, Yirotzoin, et zechabus of Adam. Pshat is, our Gemara is trying to tell us in Musa Haskel that it's important that everybody should go and be mechazik other individuals. So you see, when a person looks a little bit down, go over to him and say, Uri, you look great today. Come on. All right. So happy that you're here. What would I do without you? It's the Givaldik. Always try to be mechazik and give brachas to other people. And we learned that from this story.
Wasn't Yishmael ben Yishmael Elisha one of the Asar HaRodim Malchut?
I don't think it refers to the Ben Elisha part. I just think it says Yishmael Kohen Gadol. And if that's the case, it could be it's the same one.
I don't know.
Yes, it says that it was or it was not.
It was.
He was one of the Asurim. Okay, well, thank you very much. Notice we started off the daf. Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to have several members. When you see that a person is upset, don't try to appease him at that time, because it's not going to be effective. Some of you may have come across this in your own lifetime. If you find someone's upset, let the first person cool off, and then you'll try to appease them, then you'll try to talk to them. The Chassidut said in the Pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'd like to go and see the countenance of Hashem, to be able to look at Hashem Yisbarach. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Pana Yelecha Vani Choysi Lach, you won't be able to see my front. So Parshat Pshat is, let me first travel on, go on, and I'll let you go. But the more dashes from this, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe, Hamten li ad sheyavru panecha shel zam, ponim shel zam, v'aniach lecha. He said, it was, Kodesh Baruch Hu was angry at that time at Klal Yisrael, because of the fact that they did the Egel. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, my ponim, my face, so to speak, is all red, that I'm all upset, I'm furious about what my kindalach did over here, that they went after the Avodah Zarah. So Pani Yelecha, wait first that Panim Shalzam, that furious face, should first pass on, and after that, Bani Choysiloch, then we'll go and sit down, we'll discuss, we'll settle, we'll try to mediate, we'll try to see what we can do. Does the Kodesh Baruch Hu ever get angry? Come on, how can you go and say Kodesh Baruch Hu is angry? So, yeah, and yeah, unfortunately, Kodesh Baruch Hu does get angry. Tesanya, Kodesh Baruch Hu gets bizam, zam is he gets in fury every single day. How long is that fury for? Rega, just for a split second. How much is a split second? It's not the way we say a split second, but it's much, much, much shorter. Echad mechameshes riboy ushmoines alofim ushmoine meyois ushmoinen ushmoine bishah. It's one out of chameshes riboy is 50,000. Shmoines alofim is 58,000. Shmoine meyois 800. Ushmoine meshmoine 888. So in every single hour, in other words, not that every single hour, but the amount of the rega that Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry is 1/1, and I'd make a fraction, 1/1, 58,888 parts of an hour. Now, if you think about it, how many minutes are there in an hour? Most people, 60 approximately. And how many seconds are there in a minute?
Approximately 60.
So how many seconds are there in an hour altogether?
3,600.
Oh, Shkai, do you agree with that?
Yes, I appreciate it.
60 times 60. Okay, so it's unanimous. 3,600 seconds in an hour. And here we're talking about that it's 1 out of 58,888. If you do the math, it means approximately 1/16th of a second. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry every day, a very short period of time, 1/16th of a second. There are other gersois in the Gemara, as you'll see on the side, and in the Mefarshim, but even they go and knock it down not to 1/16th of a second, but to 1/4 of a second. But it's a very, very short period of time.
Does it take place in the morning? Or?
Well, that's a very good question, and that's the segue to the next Shikul Gemara. Bezuhi rega, that's the rega that we're talking about, when it says in the Pasuk, Kerega bi'apoi, chayim b'rtzoinoi, that's the rega shel zam of that one over the 58,000, etc. To be able to go and figure out exactly that particular second in the day, not the second, the quarter of the second, the 16th of a second during the day, nobody really can go mi mechav in that chutz except for mi Bilam HaRasha. How do I know Bilam HaRasha was able to go mi mechav in that second? It's in the Pasuk. V'yodeya das elyon. That's a Pasuk in Chumash. And it says about Bilam HaRasha in Parshas Balak. The Shemeya Imre Kel, V'yodeya das elyon. The one that's speaking is the one that knows the das of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Frank Timar, he knows that that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hash does behemta the yada yada. He didn't even know to be able to fathom what's going on with his osain, with his chamor, with his donkey. So he was able to do yadas asal yadav yada tusio. So Mishki Ken, the behemoth, he knows about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Elam alamish a yadeh lechavin lo isishot a Kodesh Baruch Hu koyizba. That's what he means, yadeh das alien. He had this one type of atomic clock or watch. He was able to go and find out precisely that rega that the Kodesh Baruch Hu koyizba. V'hainu di omer luhu Navi Yisrael. That's what the Navi says to Kai Yisrael. Ami zcharno mayot bolok melech moyav v'goyme. Now, the Gemara doesn't bring the rest of the pasuk, but if we look down at Hey, it's a fairly lengthy pasuk. Ami zcharno, my nation, remember my yotz bolok melech moyav, the counsel, the bad counsel the Balak gave against Klal Yisrael. Umay os ono oisoi Bilam ben Baor menashitim ad Gilgal, and what Bilam ono oisoi always responded to Balak, and the pasuk ends off lamandas tzidkois Hashem. So now this would seem to be a bit of a disconnect. What's a disconnect? We start off, remember what Balak did, and remember what Bilam did. You know why you should remember? So you should know that tzidkois, the righteousness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You know, what's how do the two psukim, how do the two parts of the pasuk work together? So Zokti Gemara, Leman das tzidkois Hashem, Omer Reb Elazar, the third wide line, Omer Reb Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, De'u kamet tzidkois, Osisi imachem, Kodesh Baruch Hu saying to Klal Yisrael, you don't even know the greatness, the righteousness, the wonderful things that I did. Shalei ka'asti bimei Bilam Harasha. During that entire time, that Bilam Harasha is the featured character in Parshas Balak, when Bilam had been called, summoned by Balak to God Chas Hashanah, go and curse Klal Yisrael. During that entire period, a day, a week, a month, whatever the period was that that parsha covers, I was not koyis even for that rega. Shemolika asti, if chas v'shalom, I would have been koyis for a rega. Loi nishtai misanein shel Yisrael, sor depolit. This lashon of sanein shel Yisrael we had a couple of days ago, and that again is a euphemistic term that we don't want to say shloi nishtai me klal Yisrael. So therefore, the Gemara used the expression loi nishtai misanein shel Yisrael, that chas v'shalom, not there wouldn't be one remaining individual of Gan's Klal Yisrael. Why? Because unfortunately he, Bilam, knew that exact split 1/16th of a second that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Koyes, and Chas V'Sholem he could have, Rachman Leklan, he could have Chas V'Sholem cursed during that rega. Kodesh Baruch Hu wasn't Koyes during that period of time, so then there was no place to be Chal that curse against Klal Yisrael. And that's why Bilam says to Balak in the Sedra, I would like to go and curse Klal Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't allow me to be kabbai, to be cursing. Why? Because Kodesh Baruch Hu was not zayim, he was not furious, he was not angry at Klal Yisrael during that entire period of time, so that I couldn't go and curse. How long is that zam? Like we just said a moment ago. The kamarega, how long is a rega? Rega kimemre. Rega lasts as long as the word itself, the word rega. This lechoyda is at odds with the Gemara before, because we said the Gemara before, and much longer. So in fact, most of the Mepharshim say that, in fact, that there is a machloikis between the first view of the one over the 58,888, and this commemorate, because after all, rega takes a split. It takes a rega to go and say the word rega. The article brings that the Chofetz Chaim experimented to figure out how many words does a person say per second, and he made, I guess he probably listened to people speaking or whatever, I don't know how he figured it out, but the Maisi says, B'derech Klal, on average, the regular individual speaks 200 words per minute. So that means that each word, or in 1 second, a person normally speaks between 3 and 4 words, if you speak very, especially some people speak very. Yes, Reb Simcha, I'm so happy you're here. How can you help us? Yes.
Except for lawyers who speak much slower. Yeah. Bill per hour.
Very, very friendly, very, very nice comment.
How appropriate the Chofetz Chaim, who was so worried about Lashon Hara, would be concerned about the amount of words people seem to be.
I'm sure he probably says if a person is Lashon Hara, 60 Averis per second, and 60 per minute, and then this, and such, I can see where that would lead to. lead to. Exactly. Anyway, it says Rega commemorate. Did you say Rega very, very quickly? Reb Simcha, before you came, we mentioned your name in lofty terms, not in critical terms, being critical of lawyers, but we spoke so beautifully about your musical abilities, because the Gemara refers to the story about Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, right? That Yishmael bin Borchaini Amati, right? Right? Would you like to go and sing it for us after the shir?
After the shir.
Okay. Good. Anyway, Rega commemorate. Pray to Mom and Nolan, the Rega Rosach, how do we know Kadosh Baruch Hu Taki gets angry for that? Rega, Shenemeki, Rega Biavai Chayim Bertzoinis. So every day, Kadosh Baruch Hu Chas Hashem has that Rega of Av, except during the times of Bilam, and therefore, Bilam was not able to go and curse Chayisra. People say, Mimhoch, I have another ayah. It says, Apostle, Chavi Kimat Rega, Ad Yabarzam. Chavi is from Loshen of Go Bemachve, means go and hide. Kimat Rega, for a short period of time, like a Rega, Ad Sheyabarzam, until the fury and the anger pass.
I didn't see.
The Amos Rosach, Daniel, you already asked about 5 minutes ago, one time, when does that occur? Rabbaya, Pahanach Tlas Shoy Kemaisa, the first 3 hours of the day, Ki Chivra Karbalta de Tarnagoyla. At the time, that's a Karbalta. Karbalta means the comb or the crown on the top of the Tarnagol changes colors from red to white. The Koi Achad Kara, and at that point, the rooster is standing on one leg, and that moment, if you can go and chop it, that's the Rega, and that's when Kadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom is angry. Although it says in the Gemara, "Bahanach Tlashoi Kamais," it doesn't mean the entire 3 hours. Rashi says, "Be Echad." You see the Rashi, the second line from the top of the Amud. "Be Echad Mirige Tlashoi Rishonis." Of the 3 first hours of the day, there is one Rega during that lengthy period of time that Chas V'Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And if you want to be able to tell, that's the time when the karbalta of the tarnagol turns white.
How does the Kodesh Baruch Hu display his anger?
That's how he displays it. We'll see in a moment. Koy achad kara, this rooster standing on one leg. Koshat freitimar. Koshat v'shat nami koy hachi. It's not only during those 3 hours, but if you were to look at a rooster throughout the day, you would see that from time to time, the rooster hops on one leg, and at that time, very often, that crown on its head fades in from its normal strong red and becomes more of a pinkish color. Says Imara, Koshat is be shuraiki sumki. Throughout the day, if this occurs, if and when it occurs, then there's still at least shuraiki sumki. Sumki means red, and shuraiki means like strips. So it's not totally faded like into white, but there's at least still some reddishness here and there, strips of red. But he shot them at that moment, let's be shuraiki sumki, they don't even have those red stripes, it really becomes pale-faced. And the Gemara tells us a story, whom mina there was an apikoidus, that b'shavu say the Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that was b'shchenus in the neighborhood of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, have become a tzar leituva, b'kroi. He used to bother him all the time with all different types of psukim. Presumably this mina was probably from the original Christians. The word min itself, it says in the Meforshim, is Rosh Tevois, either mitalmide or me'anshe Yeshu Natsri. That's the Rosh Tevois of Min, mitalmide Yeshu Natsri. So it could very well be that one of them was trying to bring a raya from Isaiah or from somewhere else, that there are two Rishuyos and that there's this Yoshka business and all the rest. Anyways, he was bothering him a lot. Yom Echad, Rabbi Shub ben Levi said, I just can't take it anymore. Every single day, he bothers me, he mitches me, he pesters me, I just can't take it. So one day, Shokol Tarnagoyla, he took such a Tarnagoyla that we just spoke about, for Ukmei ben Kari the Arsa, and he went and put it there, and presumably tied it there, next to the legs of his bed, the Ayin Bay, and he was constantly focusing and staring at it. Sova, and he figured, Kimata Ishata, during that 3 period hour in the morning, he figured when that second is going to happen, that I'm going to see that sudden fading of the crown on the top of the Tarnagol, and I'm going to see that it's hopping around on one leg. Oh, I'll tell you, at that moment I'm going to say, huh, that min should be cursed. He causes so much tsuris. However, Kimati Ishata, when that actual moment happened, Nayim, Reb Shu ben Levi, went and dozed off for that split second. Have a wonderful Shabbos. If you decide to come on Sunday, we will be overjoyed. Oman, he said, Shema mina lavoirech ara lemeben hachi. The fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu caused me to go and doze off at that split second, it's a right that's not the derech eretz to do something like that. In other words, I shouldn't really be osik in that type of inyan. After all, v'rachma v'kol masim, Ksiv, it says, Kadosh Baruch Hu has compassion on all his masim, so I also have to go in the derech of Kadosh Baruch Hu, having compassion on everybody. Uksiv, there's another pasuk, kam anoish l'tzadik v'toy. Well, let's just finish off the story. Kam anoish l'tzadik v'toy, it's not a good thing for a tzadik to cause oinshim, to cause other people to be punished. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to punish him, that's Kadosh Baruch Hu's business. But that I should cause that he should be punished, that I don't want to do. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi changed his mind. He says, I'm not going to do it again. He dozed off, and he didn't go and curse him after all. Yes?
And I can understand Bilam was trying to find the time, because he figured that's the time when Kadosh Baruch Hu was also angry at Klai Yisrael, and he'll add on to it.
He didn't have to find the time. He knew the time.
He
did. Okay. That's right. Just Kadosh Baruch Hu said, that normal time, right, which is typically 8:37 and 23 seconds and a 16th of a second, during that entire period of a month or two or whatever, the whole Parsha Bilam, he refrained from being Bekas. So therefore,
here we're saying if a person could find that he could join, he could hop aboard, so to speak, and direct this Kas, is that what we're...
Yes, exactly, as a negative force Kas Hashem against any other individual, and say... Kadosh Baruch Hu, now you're angry. Don't be angry at me and you. Be angry there at Smith, that guy who says such a rusha marisha. But Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow. You're very welcome. The question is, how is it possible that he could have cursed? Bilam HaRasha wants to go and curse. If the whole time that Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry is 158,888. Of a minute. And we said, according to the Chofetz Chaim, a person can go and say 200 words a minute. So 200 words a minute is twice a third of a second, a quarter of a second. This is 1/16th of a second. So what can you go and say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to go and curse Mr. Frank Smith.
Get him.
So the answer is the word kalin. Where did you take it from? And that's the top choices here. Vei toishishim moli ka'asel nishtayv im toimer. How much can you say already in this 158,000th of an hour? Yeshloimer, he could have said the word kaling. Kaling means to go and destroy them.
Yeshua said to Yeshua, I think, to the Moshe when they were
lock them up or destroy them.
Kaling means destroy. So Rashi says in the Chumash that he said, go, put on them the tzorchi tzibur v'hem kolim me'aleim. Go and put on them all of the obligations of the community, and you'll see that they won't be able to carry that burden, and they're going to just go, they'll just collapse on their own. Maybe the word collapse and kalim has some sort of etymological affinity. But regardless, that's what you can go and say in that rega, kalim. And there it goes. If you say it very quickly, presume you can do it with, you can do 58,000 times. Try it out at home. See if you can go and say 58,000 times kalim in 1 hour. Inami, there's another pshat. Bi'achar sheyimaschil kelvase bi'ayishisho hayimazik afilu bi'achar kein. That he didn't have to say the gamze shtikel toyer, the whole klola, all of that one rega, as long as he started off. In other words, that rega happens, he sees the fading of the crown on the top of the head. So as soon as he starts that, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please listen to me. It's not going to take more than an hour, but I'm going to go and tell you now the following. I want Chas V'Shalom, this one and that one should be cursed, etc. So even though the actual curse itself will take longer than that rega, as long as you start at the time of the rega, then it would be effective.
The Rosh Hashanah says, this is a Kal Vachomer. Yeah. If Rabban, you start, it continues after the time. If you start Krishma or Tfilah, before the Tfilah is over, and continues afterwards, you have to say,
very good.
Beautiful. Say that again.
If you start Shema,
when it's still
and about a minute to the time Krishma is over, continue afterwards, you have to say, because when it started, you find.
Technically, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has an interesting tshuva. I said, if a minion starts Tfilah B'tzibur, Hoyt, it's Mashiach, before Zman Tfilah, even if the miss Zman Tfilah, you have to say Zman Tfilah.
So both you and Mendy agree to the same thing, that as long as you started before this man, even if you finished after this man, you're yet. The question is, how far reaching that? Mendy is saying is, if you already started Kriya Shema a half a minute or a minute before Zman Kriya Shema, that person is a person of dominance like you. It takes him 3 or 4 or 5 minutes to say Krishma. So even though he finishes the Krishma post this man, as long as he started before. You're saying, however, even starting mizmor to signing haidu. Maybe it goes back to brachas. Maybe it goes back to ichwais tilling.
Sorry, I'm spot together.
Okay, so the question is, does he in fact say that you're ready for as long as you started haidu baruch sha'amar a minute before zman tila, then you can continue on and say shemoneh esrei an hour later as long as you started before? It sounds a little bit attenuated, but if you say so, I've got no question. Reb Simcha, we believe you. And we continue on. Tana, yeah, everything okay? Good friend?
The Truman Sadeshan.
Truman Sadeshan also, he brings the Aruch HaShulchan. It's kind of unlikely because Truman Sadeshan probably lived a couple of years before. But he could have had Ruch HaKoyd.
I don't think he brings Aruch HaShulchan.
But he can say the same part. He says the same thing, Reb Simcha. He brings Reb Simcha. Okay, Truman Sadeshan quotes you. And Reb Sadeshan. Anyway, let's continue on. Zokti Marbaita. Tana Mishmei the Reb Meir, Bishosha Chama Zerachas, Chomalchim, Mizuch Marv, Menichim Kisraim Barashayim, O Mishtachvim Lachama, Viad Koyis HaKodesh Baruch Hu. What's the Gemara telling us? The Gemara telling us is that when the Malchim Mizuch Marv, that means all of the secular Gentile kings, when they go and put their crowns on their heads, now, to make this consistent with the previous Gemara, presumably what we're saying, that this is happening the 3 hours in the morning, they get up, and the first thing that they do is, or the second thing that they do is they go and put the crowns on their heads, and then they go and bow down to the Chama, to the sun. At that time, even though it says B'shosh HaChama Zerachas, it doesn't mean necessarily Netzach Chama. It means when the sun is shining in the morning, so during that first 3 hour period, they put on their ksarim, their crowns, and then they go and bow down to the sun in sun worship. That's the split second that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry.
So then, in the morning.
One second. In the morning. We said already morning. Right. The first 3 hours. So now, the Marsho, the other Mefarshim explained that that's the reason why the Kabaltoi of the Tarnagol fades, because we look upon the Tarnagol's crest on top of its head as being akin to the crown on top of the king's head, and so therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying they are taking the sun as their god, and therefore they're not looking to me as the god. Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry, and the way he shows his anger is having the crown of the rooster also fade during that period of time when he's angry, to go and say that their royalty is all worthless. Yes,
I'm sorry, these kings are not Jews.
These kings are not Jews. How many kings do we have among the Jews? At any given time, maximum, you have one. It's Chomalchi Mizruch Marav, means all the Gentile kings of the world go and unfortunately worship Avodah Zarah, the worshipping the sun. Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry.
Why would a Kodesh Baruch Hu get angry if Gentiles are worshipping?
Because they're Mechuyev not worshipping Avodah Zarah. It's Moshe Mesipin Enoch.
So now we have another member of Yechim, Reb Shimon, Reb Yosi. Toiva Mardis Achas Belibay Shel Odom Yosi Mikama Malkias. What does Mardis mean in this respect? Rashi says Mardis means Loshen Rib Ridoy Vachnoa. This is the third line from the top of the Amid. The Achnoa means that a person subjugates himself and he conducts himself with modesty and humility. She'odam som aliboy me'elav, that a person on his own decides it's time for me to go and turn the page and to go and change my ways. Says the Gemara, when a person says that sincerely to himself, it's time to change, that is greater than Kama Malkius. It's more effective than if he goes into Bezin and they go and give him 39 lashes. In other words, you can get all the lashes and after it's finished, you go to rehab for a month and then you go and put on bandages for a month, and after that, Chas Hashem, you return to your bad ways. So a person who takes it sincerely with Hachnoah, which means with humility and modesty, he says, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I realize I've sinned, that can be far more effective than many Malkis, Shenem it says in the Pasuk, V'ritfa es ma'aveha, V'omra elcha v'ashuva el ishi harishan kitoiv li oz me'ata. So this Pasuk is taken somewhat, it's quoted somewhat in a vacuum, it's a Pasuk from Hosea, and the previous Psukim are talking about the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu looked upon Klal Yisrael as sinning as a chas v'sholom, a wife that leaves the husband, or the husband that leaves the wife, and chas v'sholom sins with other masters or mistresses. And Kodesh Baruch Hu then goes, inflicts upon that person all different types of afflictions, all different types of punishments, and the person that is so afflicted wants to, of course, get healed. So, v'rid v'smaveh, I first go back to those that are beloved to me, those that he is straying after. And unfortunately, they cannot help him, because who are they? If you look at the continuation of the pasuk, it's Yud Aleph here in our Gemaras. Veridfa esma'aveh goes after those beloved. Vlisasig oisam won't be able to reach them. You know, their telephone will be off the hook and the emails don't work. Uvikshasam vloisimtsa, I'm going to look for them and not going to find them. Viomra, and then I say, you know what? I got to change my ways. Elcha v'yashuva el ishe rishon, I better go back to my original husband. Kitoiv li oz meyata, because I remember it was much better then than it is today. So it's talking about a husband or a wife straying from their relationship, and unfortunately they thought it's going to be much more rosy on the other side, and then they realize quickly that it's not so great, and it was much better when they were there originally with their original beloved. So here too, that's of course a derech moshel. What the nimshel is that chas v'shalom, a person strays from Hashem and says, "I'm going to go after ma'aveh, after all of those avoided tzaris, and when I have tzaris, I'm going to be mispala to them." He's going to see that v'leisasi goyisam, the telephone will be off the hook, and they're not going to respond to the emails. V'kshasam v'leisimtsa, then you're going to decide, forget about all these avodah zarah, I better go back to Ishi Arisha, my original Kodesh Baruch Hu, because now I finally realize that it was much better off then than today. So that's what the Gemara is saying is, even though the person didn't get any malchus, but once he makes that decision, Mardis Achas B'Libi Shaladim, it's time to change, that can be more effective than all the malchus. I see Reb Simcha wants to say something. Let's just finish off Reish Lakish. Omar Yosemi Meya Malchus, more than getting 100 times lashes, perhaps 100 times 39. Shneimer says the pasuk tachas ge'ora b'meivin mehakois k'sil meya. The word tachas over here means humility. Ge'ora b'meivin, meivin means a person that is understanding, is using his bina, his understanding with his heart. That can be more effective mehakois than giving pech k'sil to an imbecile, to an idiot, meya even 100 times.
He touches both of those impulse. Now, even theory.
Yes.
Not which is contradictory. Second, he holds that he has a heel shoot as opposed to a. So right. That alone, he says. I'm the Oscar Rich says he also.
Yeah.
Says that the terms of repentance arrived at one's own are more effective in punishment.
Correct.
In other words,
we agree.
Not even most of what he's saying. Even he has heel tshuva. It's much more
sincere feelings of returning to Hashem. It can be more effective.
In other words, Rabbi Yochanan says. It's on its own, and Rosh Chodesh needs to say in the post Agar, maybe my Kassil Meva is a Muslim.
Ah, okay, but both of them come up basically the same. That you can go and give a person Malkis 100 times, it may not be effective. What may be more effective is if a person sincerely changes his ways by having you to say those Hir Hurei Chuv. Another member of Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Rabbi Yosi, Shloisha Dvarim Bikesh Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nosan Lai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave him three bakash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered all three. Bikesh HaTishra Shechina Al Yisrael, V'nosan Lai, he asked that the Shechina should be shoyda on us, the Jewish people. Shlemar, Haloi Belechtecha Imanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going to come with us. Bikesh HaTishra Shechina Al Oivdei Kachavim, V'nosan Lai, he said, only us, exclusive to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to Klal Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu greets you, Nehemar, V'neflinu Ani V'yamcha. V'neflinu means that we're going to be unique and special. V'kish Lo'idiyah Shnochav Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, V'nosan Lo'ik, ask Kodesh Baruch Hu, can you show me your midois? Kodesh Baruch Hu said, yes, Shnehemar, Ho'idiyeni No Estrachacha, Omer Lefanu Rebbeinu Shalaylam, explain to me, Mepnei Ma Yesh Tzadik V'toyv Lo'i, V'yesh Tzadik V'ralei. How can we find very pious, righteous individuals that things are going very well, and unfortunately other tzadikim V'ralei, unfortunately things don't go so well. And then we see Yesh Rasha V'toyv Lo'i. There are bad people, and everything seems to be just glorious, it's great. V'yesh Rasha V'ralei, and then there are bad people, and everything goes bad for them. Amalei Moshe. Amalei. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Moshe. Tzadik v'toyv loy, that's a tzadik ben tzadik. I'll tell you my answer. He asked, I'll tell you the answer. The answer is tzadik v'toyv loy, tzadik ben tzadik. Not only he's a tzadik, his father's a tzadik. Tzadik v'raloy is because he's a tzadik ben rasha. Although he's a tzadik, his father was a bad guy, and that's why tzadik v'raloy. And the Gemara is going to ask in another moment, don't we have a rule that bonim lo yumsu al ovois, ish b'cheta yumasu, each person is judged on his own tzidkus and his own rishus, not based on his yichus. So he could have had his grandfather, his father could have been the worst rishoyim, but if he happens to be a tzaddik, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him schar. So Gemara is going to ask that momentarily. So tzaddik v'ralei is a tzaddik ben rasha, he's a tzaddik, but his father is a bad guy. Rasha v'toivlei is a rasha ben tzaddik. Kodesh Baruch Hu goes and pays him all types of toivlei, everything is great because he is although he is a Rasha, but his father was a Tzaddik, so he can go and hang his hat on his Yichus. Rasha Verale is a Rasha ben Rasha. Frank Dimar, Omar Ma, Tzaddik Tevle, Tzaddik ben Tzaddik, Tzaddik Verale, Tzaddik ben Rasha. Any, what didn't we learn? We have a stira. Poikin avoin ovois al banim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes goes and punishes for the averis of the fathers onto the children. In other words, the children suffer because of the father's sins. The other positive is, we're not going to go and punish the sons because of the averis of the fathers. So we ask the stira. And what did we answer? It depends. If they are not continuing, they're not following in the footsteps of their fathers, then they have, Baruch Hashem, turned the corner. They're not doing what their fathers did. Kadosh Baruch Hu won't punish the children. However, if they're continuing to do the same riches, the children of the mafioso, they themselves are the new generation of mafioso, oh, then that's that case. It's poikin avoin always al banim. So, good enough.
No,
it's a good kasha. And you just said now, tzaddik v'raloi means that he's a tzaddik ben Russia. He's a tzaddik by definition, that means he's not following the footsteps. So then why is it raloi? Elop says, well, you're right. A noobshat. Elohik omalei. Tzaddik v'toivloi, that's a tzaddik gomer. Person is a tzaddik 1,000%. Tzaddik v'raloi, tzaddik sheinu gomer, only 99%. Russia v'toivloi is a Russia sheinu gomer. He's not such as a groyser Russia, therefore toivloi. Russia v'raloi, Russia gomer. He's a real and therefore Rashi Barala. This Gemara that we just learned now, that Kadosh Baruch Hu did listen to all of those Bakoshas, including this Bakosha, to go and tell Moshe Rabbeinu, the third Bakosha was, go and tell me your midos, Hagdieni Nos Rachecha, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu answered affirmatively the Nosalai, that argues with Ramei, the Omer Meir, Shtaim Nosalai. The first two questions that he asked him, that Shchina should be shoyed by Klal Yisrael, yeah. The Shechina should not be shorted by the Umas Oilam, yeah, of the Achas. But that third question, Leinostalei Kodesh Baruch Hu did not. Shem says, "Bosh v'chnoisi sasher alchayin, avu bisha eini hogan, v'richamti sasher rachem, avu bisha eini hogan." What the Pasuk is telling you is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes will alchayin. The Kodesh Baruch Hu will go and have find favor and go and give rachmonis, v'richamti sasher rachem. I'll have compassion and mercy even on someone who's not hogan, who's not ro'oi. Why is that? The Gemara doesn't tell us why. Kodesh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, has his plans. What the commentaries of the Mepharshim say is, on a simplistic level, is that very often the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives for a Rasha who has done some mitzvahs, toivloi on this world, so he gets all of his schar on this world, so that after 120, boom, straight into Ganem. He doesn't even stay for one moment to go and drink a martini or go into Gan Eden even for one second and go straight to Ganem. On the other hand, you have a tzaddik v'raloi, a tzaddik who basically is a real righteous individual, but unfortunately, ain't tzaddik v'aretz sheyasa tov v'liyechta. Everybody has a sin here or there or whatever. The Kodesh Baruch Hu v'raloi goes and punishes him here on this world, so then on the next world, straight into Gan Eden. Have to go next to the fire, the heater, because he goes straight into Gan Eden to be able to enjoy all the schar, loss of loving. Anyway, so bottom line is, Kodesh Baruch Hu just says, I will have rachmonis on those that I want to, whether you understand it, you don't understand it, but that's what is going to happen. So therefore, according to the mayor, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't answer the third question.
And if said a few thousand ago that sometimes you just use Shalahava.
Yeah.
So you could just use that as an answer why
you have Tzaddik Viralai.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't help for the Russia of the and Tzaddik Viralai, but it's a very good answer. And the Gemara said, "The Emelei Sucha Lirisus Ponoi Kilo Yirani Yada Mechay." Again, Moshe Rabbeinu asked, "Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to see your countenance, I want to see your face." Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "For Isus Achoyroi, but you won't be able to see a funai later. Oh, you won't be able to see my face." Tanim Shmei Rishum Karka Kachem Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Kishar Tzisi Loi Ratzisa Achshavatu Roitze Eini Roitze. What's happening over here is parenthetically that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a period of time in the past where I wanted to go and show my face to you, and you said you declined. Now that you want to, now I decline. What does that mean? So as we'll see in the next line, this is referring to the time of the burning bush, the snap, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the burning bush, and that's where the Shekhinah was shoira at that moment. It says in the pasuk, the Yaster Moshe Ponov Kiore Mehabit Eloelikim. Moshe Rabbeinu turned his face away because he was afraid to look at the countenance, to see the face of Hashem Yisbarach. Ah, so Kadosh Baruch Hu said, at that time I wanted to reveal myself to you in the snare, and you didn't want to go. Next time please use the starter. And you didn't want to go and have the benefit of that, so now when you want it, now I refuse. So he's talking to Gemara. Kachon Kachbocha Moshe Kishrit Sisi. When I wanted to show, later Tzisa, Ashrata writes, any writes. However, please, Rabbi Shmuel Benachman Yom Rabbi Yonis, Rabbi Shmuel Benachman Yom Rabbi Yonis, and he says in a much more favorable way towards Moshe Rabbeinu, if I can't. Not that Moshe Rabbeinu is being punished now, but that Moshe Rabbeinu was very righteous by the fact that he didn't want to look at the snare. Schar Sholosh, because of three things, Zochel Sholosh. He was zochel to three rewards. What are those three? Mitzchar Vayaster Moshe Ponav, that's the passage that we were quoting a moment ago, that Vayaster Moshe Ponav Kiorei Mihabit Awelakim. So from that, Vayaster Moshe Ponav, that he turned his face away, Zochel Klaster Ponav. That's why in later years, Koran Oir Pnei Moshe, he was zeichet to have his shining radiance from his face. Mitzchar Kiyorei Mehabito Lekim, Kiyorei, Zocha Levayiru Migeshes Elav. When Klai Yisrael saw that he had these Karnei Oir on his face, they were afraid to get even close to him because they saw such, they had such awe and trepidation looking at Moshe Rabbeinu. Bishar that it says mihabit elolikim zochel tumunas Hashem yabit. We have to go and see the kind of the picture of Hashem, the figure of Hashem. That's talking about when Kadosh Baruch Hu was giving Musar to Miriam to Haran peel pe adaber boy umar velivchidois usmunas Hashem yabit umadul liyareisim ledaber biavdi be Moshe. So therefore, it was good that Moshe Rabbeinu did these things because he was noichet to three special rewards. Vaseroisi is kapi reises achoyra yifanel yero. Kadosh Baruch Hu says you'll be able to see Achoyrei. What can you see from Achoyrei? You'll see Kadosh Baruch Hu the back of his Bekeshem. What are you going to see? So I'm Rav Chana Bar Bizna, I'm Rav Shem Chassidim, I'm Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Moshe, Kesher Shal Tefillin. We said in the Gemara yesterday, Kadosh Baruch Hu wears Kaviyochel Tefillin, Mikam Chisrael, and the other parashiyos that we learned about yesterday, and he wears both a Tefillin Shal Roish and a Tefillin Shal Yad, so you won't be able to see the Tefillin from the front. You'll be able to see the Kesher Shal Tefillin from the back of the head, like people wear. So that you'll be able to see Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes, that's, please.
You can't see my face, but Acharai you can see.
From me. Yeah, that's
it. That you can, in the presence, you're not going to be able to see a Kodesh Bor. You understand what's happening. Acharai, and once it happens,
the subsequent Hashem's actions will be evident from what transpires.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
From retrospect.
Mm-hmm. Very good. A classic example would be the parasha that we just learned. Parsha about Yosef, that Yosef seems to be the worst thing in the world. Brothers, because of their hate, go and try to kill their own brother, throw him into a pit full of snakes, and after that go and sell him as a slave to Umat Zoylam, who knows what they're going to do with him. Seems to be such a tragic event. It turned out to be the greatest Hatzolah for, not only for Klal Yisrael, for the whole world. Because after that, that person they threw into the pit, and then they sold to the slave, afterwards became the most powerful person in the world, second most powerful after Parai. And he didn't only go and be, he was the Majvir, only for his brothers, the Cholam Aretz, the whole world came to Mitzrayim, he was the most powerful person at that time. So we see what looks, sometimes in the front words, looks like it's terrible. When we can see the Achoyre, we can go and see what happens afterwards. We see that it's the greatest thing that ever happened at that time. So you can never know the Midas until years later. Sometimes you never know, because Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't show you immediately. Sometimes you know 5,000 years later. This is the final memra of Rabbi Yechim Hashim Rabbi Yossi on our Omid. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu goes and says something good, gives a bracha, even if it's based on a condition, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have charata. How do I know? Minhol Moshe Rabbeinu Shenema. Harifim many v'atashmidem v'esa oischol v'goy otzim mimenem. What is this talking about? Again, it's talking about the Klal Yisrael sinned at the time of the Egel, and Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, stop bothering me with your tfilis. You know what? I'm going to emches shmo mitachas shmo emchas shmo. I'll wipe them out. V'esa oischol. and I'm going to make you into Klal Yisrael the Goy Otzim V'Rovi Mena. The reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu said that, because Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lom Yom HaGoyim, what's going on? Kadosh Baruch Hu took them out of Mitzrayim, and then he went and killed them all off, and went out to Klal Yisrael. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I won't tell anybody anything, we'll kill them, I'm going to make you into 600,000, and therefore your family will take over the rest of Klal Yisrael. That was the bracha that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe. But it's all based on it tonight. Tonight means that I'm going to chas v'shalom destroy them, and then I'm going to make you so populous. So what does it say? Even though Baruch Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to go and mavatel the terrible gzeira, says the pasuk, "Solachti kidvarecha." So I would think, so then Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to fulfill the second part of the Esa Oyscha Legoi Otzum. Felahachi Oykma Bezari. Nevertheless, Kadosh Baruch Hu kept his word, so to speak, his bracha to Moshe Rabbeinu and Moshe Rabbeinu's children and his offspring. Shneimer says in the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, I believe.
Yes.
B'nei Moshe, thank you. Gershom v'Eliezer. V'yu ben Eliezer Rechavi Horoish. So Eliezer is the son of Moshe. Rechavi is already in Einikol. It says, when Rechavi Rabu Lamala, they were very, very populous. How do I know? But Tani Rabbi Yosef, Lamala Mishishim Riboy, more than 600,000 kinden Einikloch and Ir Einikloch through Rechavi from Eliezer from Moshe. How do I know? Because it says in the pasuk Rabu Lamala. And then it says that there were 600,000. Right? So that's how we know that the descendants of Moshe Rabbeinu alone were subsequently 600,000. So now that we went through these old memories of Yoichim Mishim Rav Yosi, now we go through a slew of memories of Rav Yoichim Mishim Rav Shem Vayichoy. Meyoyim Shem Barak Kadosh Baruch Hu Oylem Vayhoya Odom Shekar Kadosh Baruch Hu Odvayin, the first person that said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you are the master, the Odom of the world, the first one was Achibu Avram, the Kori Odvayin. Shem Mitzvah Vosik Vayoymar Avishem Alikin Bomo Eida Ki Yerushan. How do I know that I'm going to go in Yarshin, the Eretz Yisrael? So now, is that the first time that it says the word Odvayin in the Torah? Frey Toises. So it says Baruch Hashem. Hashem means Adoy Shem. So they already use the term Adoy. So why? And this is talking about much earlier than this story over here by Avraham Avinu. So Tosis answers to Hosam Einavi Aleph Dalit Shuloshen Adnas. In other words, although we pronounce Yud Kevavke as if it's written Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, but the Maisa, most of the time it's not. Most of the time it's written Yud Kei Vav Kei. This is the first time in the Torah that we find the word Vayemar Adoy Shem Lekim, that the word is not Yud Kei Vav Kei, but it's Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So therefore, he's the first one that recognizes Kadosh Baruch Hu as the Adoyno Oilam, as the master of the world. Omarav, after Neil Nela El Bishul Avram, even Daniel, many, many generations later, when he was espoused to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he was espoused because of the schusim in the merit of Avraham Avinu. How do I know that? Shenemar, we say this in Monday and Thursday in the longer Tachnun. Now, the Neil is being espoused to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Listen to the Tefillah Kadosh Baruch Hu, to these Tachnunim. And go and shine a light from your beautiful radiant countenance on the Beis Hamikdash, which is desolate, Lamar Adishem, because of you, the Rabbi Yishlam. The Chayyim shouldn't say Lamar Adishem, it should say Lamancha Miboyle, Lamancha, the Rabbi Yishlam, that should be your will to go and do this. Why does he say Lamar Adishem? Ella, subtly, what he was saying was Lamar Avram, Shekracha, Odin, in the Schus of Avram Avinu, who is the one that called you Odin? Lamar, because of Avram. So when you look at the word Adishem, don't think so much of a Kadosh Baruch, because that's what we're talking about. But he's saying, I'm being espoused to you, Kadosh Baruch, and the schus of the first one that called you Adon, which was Avram. Another member, don't try to appease a person when he's angry. We had this member, as you remember, almost an hour ago on the Omid Aleph. That was Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. So apparently Rabbi Yochanan heard this member from both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, because both of them say the same thing. Don't try to appease someone when he's angry. Wait until he becomes cooled off and then talk to him. Remember Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Miyem Shabar Kadosh Baruch Hu Salam. as if
he was later.
Okay, but he must have been mekabel from his rebbe. Right. What Rabbi Shimon Yichoi said earlier. Rabbi Yochum Shimon Rabbi Shimon Yichoi miyem shabar kadosh baruch hu say lama lehoya adam shahid kadosh baruch hu ad shabas leya vahidasei. We don't find that anybody went and thanked the kadosh baruch hu until Leia came on the scene, and she was Moide Shenema, Hapam, Oide Es Hashem, Hapam. This is the first time that I'm going to go and thank Hashem. This Gemara on the surface is a Pella, because we find already in the times of Cain and Abel, that Hevel was the first one to thank Hashem by bringing a carbon. So he thanked Hashem. So what are you telling me, that he's the first person that thanked Hashem, and Leia was the first person? So Rashi doesn't say it directly, but the Meforshim are Medayik in the Rashi, that Rashi tells us that Hoidah is not just thanks. Haidah is also acknowledgement. Leah was the first person to acknowledge that the brachas that you've given me are beyond what I am entitled to, and that's why I'm thanking you. In which respect are the brachas that Leah had more than she was entitled to? So Rashi says in the Chumash, Rashi says it over here as well, because we know that the Shvatim were 12 altogether. Leah knew Baruch HaKodesh that there were going to be 12. There are four wives to Yaakov Avinu. So if you do simple arithmetic, if you divide 12 by 4, how much do you get to? 3. So Rav Daniel helps us out, you get to roughly 3. So therefore she'd have only been entitled to 3 kids. And guess what happened? Leah is now talking about child number 4. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Hapam oides Hashem. Now I thank you, because Baruch, I've gotten more than my lot, more than I'm entitled to. Oh, that's the first time we find such an expression of Haidon in the Torah. And since we're talking about Yehuda, now we continue on to Reuven. Omra Glaza, Omra Leah. What's the Indian of the word Reuven? Reu ma ben beni leben chami. Look at the difference between my son Reuven and between ben chami, between the son of my shver. Who was Leah's shver? Since Leah was married to Yaakov, her shver would have been Yitzchak. Yitzchak had two sons, Yaakov and Esav. So look at the difference between my son and between Esav. Til ben chami Esav avagav demidate zavnil v'chrusay. On his total free will, he sold his mechayra for nizid adashim to be able to eat that lentil stew. Chazu makzibe. What does it say about it? Even though there was a fair and square sale, v'yistam Esav and Yaakov. Esav continued to hate Yaakov. Uksev v'yomer achi korosh v'Yaakov v'yakvin ezeh pamayim es v'chayrosi lokach. He took the mechayra. He sold it to him. The Ilubini, my son Reuven, Avagav the Al Korchi Shakle Yosef Chirusa Minei. Even though Reuven did not sell his Bechor, it was taken away from him by Yosef, because Yosef had the Menashe and Ephraim, he got two portions. Tehsev, it said the Post, Mechalloi Yitzui Aviv, Nitna Bechiros Alum Yosef, because he was Mechal Yitzui Aviv. Remember Rashi says in Chumash, that means that he moved the bed from Villa's Oihel to Leah's Oihel after the passing of Rachel. This was considered to be a terrible thing, that he's getting involved in the intimate relationships of his father and his mother. Anyway, so because of that, he was punished and the Bechor was taken away from him. And therefore, you would think that now he would be very, very had, we would have terrible enmity against Yosef. No. He did not have any kinna, any sinna against him. Not only didn't he go and hate him, he went and saved him from Chas V'Shalom, the terrible fate of the brothers. Yes, what would you like to say?
It's very nice, but he didn't know at the time that Yosef was going to get to the
point. There's no question about it. So all of this obviously happened before Reuven was just born. So for Leah to go and say about my son, look, my son is so great, he's not going to go and be hateful of Yosef when Yosef can think of Chayra, that's many years ago. So you have to go and say, just like she had Ruch HaKodesh, that she knew that there was supposed to be 12 sons born, and she's getting the fourth out of 12. And after all, maybe Yaakov is going to have 25 sons. Four is still less than a quarter. So obviously she had Ruch HaKodesh, and Ruch HaKodesh also told her about what's going to happen in the future. But I thought you were going to ask is another question that the Mefarshim are bothered by. Why does the Gemara bother telling us noob shot in Reuven? After all, the Pasuk itself says, what's the reason why Leah called him Reuven? What does it say in the Pasuk? Vatikra Shmoi Reuven ki Omra ki Ro'a Hashem bi Oni ki Ati Yevani Ishi. So that's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has seen Nebuch my distress, my pain. Why? Because she felt like the rejected wife compared to Rachel. And that's why Reuven. So why does the Gemara give this brand new answer? Reu ma ben beni ben chami. So the Marsha says, because that Reu that Ra'a Hashem Bi'oni, that answers the Ru'u part of Ru'uvein, but it doesn't answer the Vein part of Ru'uvein. So in that sense, what she said, Ki Omer Ki Ra'a Hashem Bi'oni, is a little bit in vain, because it doesn't go and answer the pshat of the vein of the Ru'uvein. So that's why we, the Gemara goes and says under Umma Bein Beni Leben Chami, to explain that second part of the word. So that's the Zohar Tumasha. The famous word of the Vilna Goin says that normally when you have Sukkim in the Torah involving giving names, you have what we call the cause and effect. What means the cause and effect? That normally the Pasuk would first say why I'm giving this name, and that's why I give the name. For instance, it says right after that, when she was pregnant the second time and then Shimon was born, it says Kishoma Hashem Kisnu Anoichi Vatikra Shemai Shimon, and then afterwards Ato Hapam Yilovi Ishi Elai Vatikra Shemai Levi, or like we had Hapam Oides Hashem Vatikra Shemai Yehuda. So each time she first told the reason, the Rabbi said, don't think that I'm just arbitrary and scatterbrained, I'm just giving names because I like these names. This is the reason. But by Reuven, it's just the other way around. But Tikrish my Reuven ki Amra ki Rashem Biyani. It should have said ki Rashem Biyani Al Kain Koreshemoi Reuven, because the Torah has changed it. Says the Vilna Goin, that's how the Gemara knew that there's more depth to this. It's not just that reason, but there's a second reason as well. What would you like to say, Reb Simcha?
But it doesn't say.
Have a wonderful day.
Shabbos.
A good Shabbos. See you, Mitch. Sunday morning, Mitch.
The sin is what time?
The sin is 4:29. Yes.
It says, but cross your pen and eve, yeah, cross your pen. So pen and eve for pen. It's here too. Rashi Ba'anyi. Rashi Ba'anyi is Vinny, Uvein. The base nun is Ba'anyi.
See, the only problem is that Vez and Nun and Onyi only has Ein and Nun. So in Bi Onyi, see the Vez and the. Okay, fine.
I'm saying you can like
some. Okay, see, if you're happy, that's good. Look in the Marsha. Marsha
says. How's Binyom and how's Binyom and Onyi?
That's a different Gemara. Today we only have to answer
Ruvain. I'm trying to point out that.
I understand. Ask any friends of Jinn or Binyam and try to figure out from them the origins of their name. Our Gemara today is only dealing so far with Ruvain and with Yehuda. Anyway, we continue on Rus. What's the derivative, the origin of the name Rus? My Rus, Zaktimura, Omri Yochanan, Shezochsa, Vyotzimimena, David, Shrivela Kodesh Baruchu, Vishirois, Vesish Bochais. The word Rivoya is like from the Koisi Rivoya, which means to sate or to satiate. So since David the Melech afterwards sated a Kodesh Baruchu with Shirzish Bochais, going and thanking him with the Tehillim and all the beautiful Psukkim, the Torah, that's how she got the name Rus, Shezochsa. Again, like you asked before, Rus at the time didn't know that David HaMelech was going to be born to her. This is the Chan Anainikah. Nevertheless, Baruch HaKodesh, that's how they got the name. Minolin, Shmo Garim. How do you know that a person's name has any effect on that person's character and with how the person acts? On Reb Lazar, Nehem HaKras, and the Apostle, Chu Chazum HaFalas, Hashem HaShasam, Shamois Baritz. Look at the wonders of the Kodesh Baruch Hu that he's made Shamois. Shamois means that he's made such massive destruction from Lashon Shmomrein in the world. Says Yimara, don't read it Shamois, I'll take a Shamois, I'll a Shamois. Look at the wondrous things that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave names in the world. Because names very often indicate what that person will be or what's going to happen.
It's a 60th Nevuah, I think, as Gemara says in the...
Okay, good. The Gemara says, also, the mayor was Medayik Shema. There's a Chassam Sofer that says that the reason why Koirach went Litar Bisra, he went off the Derech, so to speak, is because if you look earlier on in Bereishis, among the children of Esav,
yes,
you have Aluf Koirach, Aluf Nachas, Aluf Miza, etc. So you see that Koirach was a name given by Esav to his children. They were all Rishayim. Says Chassam Sofer, the father of Koirach made a big boo-boo in giving him the name Koirach, because as a result, Nebuchadnezzar, he went off the deck. So giving a name is very, very important. Tarbis ra over here literally means bad culture, but here means it has shown a child in the family who's gone off the derech that is worse than mechemes goy gemagay. Shenema mizmo the dove bevorchem etnei Avshalom benoy. Avshalom, as we know, did a merida, a rebellion against his own father David, so therefore he's the the classic case, the poster child of the Tarbis Roh, of the off the derech child of Shalom against David HaMelech. Uksiv Basoy, it says right after that, Hashem Morabu Tzoroi, Oi, all the Tzoros that have befallen me, Rabim Komum Oloi. So he was bemoaning never having this child in his family that's causing all these Tzoros. These are the Gamachemes, which we would think, oh, that's the worst. What does this mean? So Rashi says that when David HaMelech says Lamarok Shagoyim, he's saying, why are the Umas Oilam even bothering to get together? Why the Yegurik, they're doing and doing all of these crazy things for nothing? If you look at Rashi on the left hand margin, three lines into the narrow line, Lamarok Shagoyim, Mat'elislam, why are they bothering? What's the benefit? Alma Dover Kalhu Be'enav. So we see that David HaMelech is talking about Mechemes Goy Gomag. These guys are wasting their time with all the missiles and all the submarines and all the bombs and all that. It's all for naught. It's all nothing. The Elo, but he didn't say about the Marobut Tzorai, like Zivit doesn't say that. So when you have a troubling son at home, Nebuch, or Tavis Robot, or Beisai, those are Tzoris. Ah, the Mechemes, that's not, this is good. Says Yimar Mizmo the David Vorchem Mei Avshalom Benoi, that when David HaMelech was running and fleeing from Avshalom, he said Mizmo the David. Mizmo, of course, is a Lashon Zemer, which you're praising Hashem. Or Mizmo the David, Kino the David Mebaile. The word Kino is like from Kinois, which is lamentations. He should have been lamenting the situation. She should be giving a grace, a krechts, a big sigh, not thanking and singing to Hashem. Omer Shimon ben Avshalom, Moshe Lama David Doime, Lo Odom, Shiyotza Olav Shtar, Choyv Kodim Shapore, Hoyotiv, a person who has unfortunately a big, big loan document that he has to pay off, before he has a chance to pay it off, boy, he is in pain every day. You look at him, his face is white and green and blue and yellow because he doesn't know how he's going to go and pay it. Once he's able to pay it, from that point on, finally, the burden has been taken off of his shoulders and he feels like $1 million. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu said there's going to be a roar that emanates from your house, he was terribly, terribly upset. Omar, he said, maybe when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is talking about the roar mi beischa, maybe he's talking about one of my slaves or one of the slave mamzerim or someone that's in my household that's not going to have rachmonis on me in the chas v'shol. Kim dechazin avshalom, once he saw that avshalom sameach, then he was happy. Misham halchi omar mizmar. Now, although the Gemara doesn't go into it, but when you're in the Tanakh shir, you'll see that there was a period of time that Avshalom was counseled by Achitofel.
He said, kill David. And it's all over.
Exactly. So Achitofel suggested too, that was Avshalom. His advice to Avshalom to go and kill David HaMelech. And Avshalom refused to follow that advice. Rather, he went over to Hushi, and Hushi said, no, do something else. Anyway, so we see from that that Avshalom, even though he had a rebellion against his father, well, Amaisa, he declined and refused to use the opportunity to go and kill his father. That's what David HaMelech is saying. Baruch Hashem, we're talking about Avshalom, and not an Eber or Mamzer. The Eber or Mamzer would have slain him immediately. The person is allowed to go and fight against Rishoyim in this world. The scars means right to go incite and fight against them. Don't worry, Shinem says, they can go and fight against them, against Rishoyim. Don't be afraid. And you're allowed to go and fight them. What happens if somebody whispers in your ear and he says to him, "Al tischar b'mareim, al tekani ba'isei avla." Al tischar, in Eretz Yisrael, they use the word tischar from lashon of competition. Don't try to compete b'mareim with the right, exactly b'mareim with the bad guys. Al tekani, don't try to go and do a kinnas Hashem tzvakos. Don't try to be zealous against oisei avla, which sounds like from this pasuk, stay away from rishayim. And more like go and tell him, "No, mishaliba noikvei oim mekein." A person who is faint at heart, person who has heart palpitations, he says that. The pshat in the pasuk is al tischa b'mareim liois kimareim. In your competition with them, don't try to go and mimic them. Al tekana ba'isa avla liois ka'isa avla. Don't have a kina, a jealousy of them, not a zealousness, but a jealousy of them to try to act like them. That's what the pasuk says. The oimer al yikana libcha b'chatoim ki imbiyer Hashem kol hayom. Don't have kina of the bad guys, the sinful guys. You have Yerushalayim, even though they seem to be having a great time. No, don't be mekana them. You go and do your Yerushalayim. So what do we see from these tukim? That a person should not be afraid to go and fight the Rishoyim. If you see that a Rasha, unfortunately, is being successful, everything he does seems to turn into gold, don't fight him. It says in the pasuk, you see that he's having the word yechil over here is from a lashon of hatzlacha. This person is having tremendous success. Don't fight it. Even if you take him to court, he's going to win. The mishpat is going to be moraim. He's going to be victorious. He's going to come up with the upper hand. He's going to be able to go and vanquish his enemies. He's just going to blow away all of his tzairim, all of his adversaries. So, the first group of psukim we said, go and fight them. And now we have a bunch of psukim that say, no, don't fight them. So Yimon has a number of answers. Answer number one is Lekasha. It depends why you're fighting him. If you're fighting him for secular reasons, for work reasons, things that are personal in nature, then don't fight against the Russia. Good chance you're going to lose. Midishmai, if you're doing it for Hashem Yisbarach's sake, then you should go and fight it with all of your might and all of your vigor. Don't be afraid. It depends. If this Russia seems to have, he's on a roll, everything that he does, he seems to be successful, then don't bother fighting against him because he's going to continue to be on a roll. And to think about it, really the answer was built into the Kasha. Because the Gemara asked the Kasha, Rabbi Yitzchak, so you see that the premise of his statement is that the Rasha Shoam Misacheches Loi, that everything works and Baruch Hashem is going great for him. Then don't fight. But a regular Rasha that he doesn't have this record of total success, then you should go and fight it out. Both times he's talking about a Shah where the Rasha seems to be on a roll, everything works. Depends on who's fighting him. If you're Tzadik Gomer, go and punch him in the nose and keep on fighting. If you're Tzadik Sheina Gomer, then you gotta be nervous. The Omer Rafuna, because Rafuna said, might as soon says the Pasuk, Loma Tabit Boydim Tachrish Bevela Rasha Tzadik Mimenu, you're gonna see how the Rasha is going to swallow up the tzaddik mimenu. How could that be that a Russia should go and swallow up a tzaddik? Hashem won't allow this. Because Baruch Hu won't allow any iniquity, any downfall for the tzaddik. Ella being medayik the pasuk, kivela Russia tzaddik mimenu boileh tzaddik gomer ain't a boileh. So first, it happens to be a real tzaddik gomer. You have nothing to worry about. Any of the minim, any of the apikorism, any of the rishon. But if you're talking about a tzaddik mimenu, in other words, compared to the rosh, is a tzaddik. But here on his own is really nishkazak lois a tzaddik. Oh, then chas v'sholom, vela rosh a tzaddik mimenu. Then the wicked person will be able to swallow up the person who's just slightly greater than him in righteousness. He's not a real tzaddik gomer, but compared to this rosh, he's a tzaddik. V'boy same shomischekes loishani, like we said before. It really depends if shomischekes loi in terms of fighting him to try to vanquish him. We already spoke about yesterday the importance of a kviyas makam l'tfila, but here the Gemara goes one step further. That if you have a kviyas makam oivav noifum tachtav, then your enemies will fall before you. Shenema v'samti makam li'am li'Yisrael, I made a special makam for them. Unetatev v'shachan tachtav v'liyirgas oiz v'leisiv v'ne'av l'la'an noisei kasher barishayim. So if you use that mokim la'ami that I set aside for you to go and daven, and you use that place, you don't have to worry about le'yisivim le'avla. The bad guys won't continue la'noisei to pain him and to cause him suffering kashem rishoyin like they did until now. Okay, so that's a very nice pasuk. But now the Gemara asks a shtickle stira. Rafuna Rami, k'siv le'anoisei, k'siv le'chaloisei. The word is le'anoisei le'chaloisei. You have pasuk chav dalet, you have pasuk chav hei. If you look down below on the right hand side, you'll see that chav dalet and chav hei, one is in Shmuel, the other is in Divrei Hayamim. The two psukim are almost word for word the same, except for le'anoisei and le'chaloisei. First pasuk says v'samti makal l'am Yisrael unetativ v'shochem tachta v'liyegas oyv v'leisiv v'neyava le'anoisei, and then it says v'samti makal l'am Yisrael unetativ v'shochem tachta v'liyegas oyv v'leisiv v'neyava le'chaloisei kasher v'rishayne. So why does one person use one term? Why does the other person use the other term? The Gemara says v'chaloisei. The pasuk seems to say le'valoisei, and I see the zavovia next to chaloisei, so it probably changes the girsa. Levaloisei. Okay, so now Levaloisei and Lechaloisei, both in this connection, are basically have the same context, the same definition. So Rav Huna says, Rami, I have a steer. Here it said in the first pasuk, that Kalal Yisrael will be mispal, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu won't allow the Bnei Avel Anoise to go and cause pain and suffering and anguish. The second pasuk says, I won't allow them to be levaloise, to go and chas v'shalom, to destroy you and to cause. Well, the swallow would be with an extra ayin. But it has the same type of definition, same type of thought, that also to destroy, to
kill him,
exactly. Good. Yeah, well, that's with a chof, and here's with a vase. Anyway, so what is that? What does that mean? So if you look in the Rashi, Rashi is about 5-6 lines before the end. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu created, when he allowed the Beis Hamikdash to be built, that was on the condition that the oivim, that the enemies, are not going to even be able to be ma'ana, not even to cause us anguish and pain. Unfortunately, yes, they can go and pain us. But as long as they are kadeya mokam litfila, at least it's megin aleim min akilion, that they won't be totally destroyed. Shimush of a Talmud of his Rebbe is even greater than learning from his Rebbe. And that's why the Derech Klal, all Rabbanim Poiskim, before they become Rabbanim, before they become Poiskim, they have Shimush. Shimush means that they sit in the Bezen Shtibel and they see how the Rebbe passes. That he went and poured water through Eliyahu. The water over here means a Maim Elatoyr. So it means he's poured the water. And the reason for it is very, very simple, because you can learn the whole Arba Chelki Shulchan Aruch, but you have to have the fifth Chedik. Fifth Chedik means the Chedik of Seichel. Seichel comes with a lot of experience. So just knowing the Arba Chelki Shulchan Aruch, that's what says Shulchan Aruch. You have to understand the circumstances and the background and this and that and the other thing, and that you go and you have Shimush of a Talmud Chacham, then you learn from him. Yeah, but in certain respects, you know, you have to do this, that, and the other thing. Only Yitzchak of Nachman. Why didn't you come to shul to daven? This is what Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman. I wasn't able to. In other words, apparently he was weak. Rashi says tosh koichi. Apparently he wasn't feeling well. I couldn't make it. Why don't you at least gather 10 people to your home and daven there? I really can't be matriach. I just don't have the koich, the strength. I can't start calling everybody up. No, the telephones weren't working. The emails weren't working. I couldn't. You know what you can do? At least send a message to the Sliach Tzibur. Find out exactly what time they're davening Kriyat Shema and Shemoneh Esrei, and then try to daven at the same time. How's that going to benefit me? I'm at home. I'm not in shul. Another member of Reb Shimon. Gesundheit. What is the lashon of Eis Ratzin? Isn't every Eis Ratzin? Amosai Eis Ratzin b'shosha tzibor mispalim. At the time when this tefillah l'cha Hashem, when the oilim is davening, that's the best time that you should daven, because that's an Eis Ratzin. So therefore, a person, for instance, if people are traveling and where they go, they are not, the closest shul is 8 hours away, or they can't go to shul. So the best thing is to try to find out what time they're davening. So at least you should daven at the same time the tzibur. It's not as good, of course, as davening the tzibur, but it's also an Eis Ratzin that Kadosh Baruch Hu should listen to the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael. Have a great day. Have a good Shabbat. All the best.